Manager's Log, Monday, April 27th, 2020. What is this, week six of the pandemic? And we have policies in place, and now we have face masks. Highly recommend it. Mandate it in Humboldt County, out in public. Well, it makes sense. It kind of prevents the spread, and that's what you call flattening the curve. And so far, so good here. And we only have, according to the base camp reports that we get from OES, there has only been that one incident of someone in our local area. Don't know who. And that's fine. But just one report that was served, serviced by Kamau. So that could be anybody. You know, Kamau operates a wide range, not just in the valley and outside of the valley as well. Humboldt County, well, HOOPA's part of Humboldt County, but I think they defer any incidences reported to Kamau as Kamau's and not Humboldt County. So we had one for our local area as opposed to 50, but then population's much bigger, five times bigger. Anyway, we seem to be on a trend of recovery, but we still have, and that may be because we have been doing very well in how we are protecting one another as well as ourselves. Washing hands, social distancing, wearing masks in public, all add up to safety. Because, you know, these little viruses, it would really be helpful if viruses and toxic elements in the air were color-coded. Then you can see. You know, when you have a nice clear day, well, that means there's no viruses and no carcinogens in the air. Cool. Like that. But as they show up and get a billion of them, a zillion of them, I don't know, it starts to make the day look a little hazier. And which is what happens when we have forest fires. Just a hazy day means the air quality is not that good. We can see that. But viruses, nope. Be helpful if they're color-coded. We can see where they lay in. That type of a thing. A little imagination on a Monday. So, stay well. Take care. Thank you for listening.